This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition 2022, recorded on Thursday, the 9th of August, 2018. Also in your wallet this week, you will find the latest EDP Norfolk magazine on a separate memory stick. And your readers on this part are Sophie Yeomans and Rupert Hipwell.
This week we welcome new listeners, Mrs. Doreen Walker of Norwich and the residents of Cavill Court in Norwich and Foxearth Nursing Home in Saxted. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly chatterbox. On this part, as well as news stories, we will have a selection of letters and a feature on an iconic Norwich store. But we start with news from round and about. Our first batch of stories all have a transport connection, beginning with a forthcoming visit by a grand old lady of yesteryear.
Tickets are still available for a historic steam train trip through East Anglia. The journey will take place on December the 5th, when Mayflower will depart from Southend East at 9 a.m. The train will make stops at Upminster and Barking before it is expected at Norwich Station at 3 p.m. Mayflower will depart again at 6:30 p.m. from Norwich, making the same stops on its return journey before finishing back at Southend East around 11:30 p.m. Tickets start at £119 per adult and £101 per child. First class tickets cost £169 per adult and £144 per child. There are also various dining options available at additional cost. Mayflower was built in 1948 and can reach around 75 miles per hour. It is one of only two surviving B1 class locomotives that are still capable of hauling both express passenger trains as well as freight carriages. The iconic steam train visited Norwich back in 2015, where it picked up passengers at Ipswich and Colchester before continuing to Windsor.
Norwich Castle Gardens is preparing for an extreme weekend of bank holiday fun as it welcomes the Extreme Bike Trials display team. On Sunday, August the 26th and Monday, August the 27th, visitors to the gardens are being invited to watch an exhilarating show by RPM Bike Trials display team as they skid, slip, slide and flip, all in the name of entertainment. Those feeling inspired by the daring antics will get the chance to join the fun and test their balancing skills with the Slackline School on Sunday, or on Monday have a go on a mini skateboard ramp with the Mount Hawk team. Gemma Hyde, marketing manager at Castle Mall Shopping Centre, said, "We are really excited to be able to welcome these amazingly skilled artists to the centre and think they are just what we want to see this summer bank holiday. We hope all local shoppers, families and friends of Castle Mall will come down to watch and take part."
Classic and pre-war cars gathered at Norwich Cathedral as they kicked off for an annual car run. Roughly 120 cars headed to the city landmark on Saturday morning for the start of the Norfolk Open Church's Classic Car Run. It was the 11th event, which kicks off the Diocese of Norwich's Open Churches Week, during which many religious sites open their doors to the public. The collection included 27 pre-war and pre-1950s models with names from the past, including Riley, Humber and Singer, alongside better-known models such as Jaguar, Porsche and Rolls-Royce. They soon headed off on the Mills and Broads route, which took them on a 65-mile winding journey through Broadland, passing the county's beloved Broads, Mills and 30 of its churches. Seven stops along the way meant drivers saw lesser-known areas of the county before the route came to a close at the Church of St Mary in Martham.
Two friends will race through eight countries in just 4 days as part of a rally fundraiser in a bright orange 1968 Ford Mustang. Andy Pitt and Brian Bush will take on the James Bond Fireball Rally in September, when they'll drive through France, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Italy, Austria, Germany, Luxembourg and Belgium, covering roughly 2,000 miles. Mr. Pitt, who lives off Unthank Road in Norwich, will be fundraising for the Alzheimer's Society, while Mr. Bush, from Kirsted Green, will be raising cash for JDRF, a type 1 diabetes charity. The pair were inspired to act after seeing firsthand the impact of both conditions. Mr. Pitt's father-in-law has Alzheimer's, while Mr. Bush lives with type 1 diabetes.
A dad who has not cycled for 10 years will pedal 150 miles to Norwich City's match at Derby to help his daughter have life-changing surgery in America. Harper Sharrocks, too, next month, could take her first steps if £80,000 can be raised for the operation. Now, Dad Steve is preparing for the epic ride to Pride Park on October the 3rd. Harper's brain did not form properly after her umbilical cord was knotted at birth.
There are probably few training facilities which have caught the eye of so many as Norwich's Aviation Centre. For the industry, the International Aviation Academy is a national first, a hub to train future workforce. For politicians, including the Prime Minister, its innovation has prompted a clutch of visits. It has strong links with the RAF, police and air cadets, and Carol Vorderman, Royal Air Force Cadets Ambassador, even opened it last year. And for the county's schools, well, it's good fun. A look around a Boeing 737 and flight simulators makes for a memorable school trip. On August the 9th, the Academy will mark its first birthday, a year in which its role grew to 120 full-time students. Its capacity is 450. There are now new plans for a second site at RAF Marham. Its goal is to train the next generation of aviation staff, focusing on six key areas: piloting, air traffic control, airport operations, cabin crew, operations and crewing, and engineering and maintenance. Simon Witz, chief executive and founder of the Aviation Skills Partnership, which runs it, said there was a growing skills gap. The aviation industry is growing at its fastest rate since World War II, and it's turning out more aircraft than it's ever turned out before, he said. But it's not turning out the people that are required. We need a sustainable supply of skilled people for the industry.